The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So welcome again to this edition of Happy Hour. Wonderful to be with you and to practice together. So for today's topic, I would like, for today, I want to invite us to start sitting together. I'll guide the meditation and I'll introduce the topic while we're meditating. So without further ado, so arriving in the body, first and foremost, see before you even close your eyes whether, take a look at your hands, if you would. Wow, these hands. Wow, it's a way both to bring in appreciation, how much these hands have done, but also to bring in a sense of embodiment. Maybe even look at your feet for a moment, your legs, body. Wow, there is a body. There is a body here. It's not a disembodied head just thinking thoughts. It's just really bringing a sense of presence. And now let's close our eyes. And turning the gaze inward. Turning the gaze inward. Inviting this body, this dear body that does so much. Of course, it ages, it aches sometimes, it gets tired, and it knows how to breathe, it knows how to repair itself. This amazing body, inviting awareness to feel the breath. Awareness intimate with the breath. And if thoughts are arising and passing, it's okay. See if you can perhaps sit upright just a little more, with more dignity, more dignified, with more integrity. Both relaxed and yet dignified in the uprightness. And can we take a moment, a few minutes of refuge in the simplicity of just being here? Yes, there are always plans and thoughts and memories and so much. And can we release, just release for the sake of cultivating presence, taking refuge? And if thoughts arise, gently say thank you. Not now. I'm cultivating intimacy with this moment and releasing the thought, the plan, memory. Allowing yourself to relish the deliciousness of the simplicity of this breath. So much we miss. Right here, right now. May I be well. May I be well just as I am. No perfection required. And bringing in also someone who's easy for you to have care for, could be a friend, a relative, family member, a child, or a pet. And wishing them well. May you be well. Wishing you well. Without attachment to outcome, just sharing the goodwill, the heart. May you be well, just as you are. No perfection. No expectations. May you be well. In your beingness. Can say the phrases of metta however way you like them, or just simply, may you be well. Very simple. And when the heart feels drawn, if it feels drawn to this being who is you, wishing yourself well, may I be well, just as I am. I don't have to be perfect, the perfect meditator, concentrating. May I be well, just as I am. Letting there be an ease of acceptance. And bringing a smile. Those of you who were present last week on Wednesday, we praised how smiling can really make this practice more joyful, more easeful, more friendly. So smiling as you wish yourself well. See what happens. May I be well. No expectations, no strings attached. Ridiculously simple. Just smiling and wishing this being who is me well. Imagine you're 5 years old. You're smiling, you're wishing yourself well. Simplicity of a young one. Not complicated. May I be happy? And smiling to reaffirm this wish of happiness for your heart. May I be happy. And if your mind gets in the way, it's complicated, I'm not doing this right, I don't deserve it, or whatever complications arise, this is supposed to be a very simple practice tonight. Keep it simple. So simple. Elementary school simple, but profound. May I be well. can stay with yourself, please do. If your heart is called to bring in your easy, lovely person, beloved person, you can do that as well. And you can linger back at yourself or again your dear being. Or bring both of you into view. May both of us be well. With a smile, offering this wish. No expectations. May both of us be well. And now imagine you're smiling at this dear being, and this dear being is smiling at you. This is your metta practice. You're wishing them well, they're wishing you well, and you're both smiling. This friendliness, goodwill is simply in the smile. Your wholeheartedness, your goodness, their goodness is simply transmitted through the power of a smile. I wish you well. And you're wishing me well. Oh, I receive it. I let myself receive it. See what happens. Even if you don't feel like smiling, do it anyway. Experiment. Be a scientist of your mind, your body. It's profound. What do you have to lose? And as we bring this practice period to a close, offering yourself some friendliness and kindness. May I be well, just as I am, no judgment, no expectations. I don't have to earn goodwill from myself. Being human is cause enough, is tough enough. May I be well. And may others, may all beings be well. May they know their own goodness. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May we smile at one another instead of frowning at each other, at ourselves, at the world. May all beings be well. May all beings be free. Spare your practice and everyone. Smiling is powerful medicine. It said that laughter is powerful medicine. So is smiling. So today's practice, this Monday practice, was a very, very simple practice. I was intending to make it uncomplicated, which is why I didn't even mention the four phrases of metta and la-da-da, la-di-da. Just so simple. Just, it can be so simple. Just as I mentioned, like a five-year-old wishing yourself, wishing somebody else well, with a smile. Just so simple. Sometimes we make these practices so complicated, needlessly complicated. Our head, you know, our thoughts get in the way. So that was it. Just very simple, offering ourselves goodwill, no expectations, no strings attached that you have to be well or that you have to be in a particular way to deserve the goodwill. No, just offering goodwill to ourselves, to somebody else, and then to both that being and ourselves. May both of us be well. And just going back and forth, there's an ease, letting your heart guide you, what feels more appropriate, leaning towards the dear being, yourself, both of you, and at the end we open to all beings. And smiling is powerful medicine. It's, I don't know how you feel. I feel so much more settled and gladdened. My heart is gladdened. Yeah, just being here. Powerful. So powerful. Wow. What a refuge. So the invitation is, continue to explore this heart space that might have softened a bit from the simplicity and the smiling. And the prompt I want to invite you to explore for your own sake, the prompt is, what does simple metta mean to me? Simple friendliness, simple goodwill. What does it mean to me? What is it like for me? Do I make it complicated sometimes? Oh, simplicity, I think like this is not good enough. Or no, yeah, it really lands. Like, oh yeah, simple, great. Just exploring this theme for yourself. I'm hoping that as you explore it, something will open up for you with your relationship to simple metta. Because yes, we can think about it in our own head. We can even practice it. But when we are exploring out loud, being held witness by a couple of other human beings, we go much deeper and things arise that can, doorways open up for us that can be profound for ourselves and the sake of others. So that's the prompt. What is my relationship to simple metta, simple goodwill? Simple goodwill, simple friendliness, simple smiling. What's my relationship to that? I don't want to smile. Nikki kept saying smile, but I don't want to smile. Like, okay, that's good. That's my relationship right now. Like, I'm feeling grumpy today. Like, okay, like maybe you want to observe that. It's okay. Or, oh yeah, when I start to smile, like, wow, I started to actually feel better about this person who cut me off this morning on the highway. Maybe that arises. I don't know. Just explore. See. Be a scientist of your own heart and mind. So I'll create the breakout rooms. Let's go in reverse alphabetical order, offering an exploration of a nugget for your own sake. Again, we're always doing this practice for ourselves. Others are just holding us witness. And let's go round and round a few times and smile. See what happens, especially if you're a person who usually doesn't smile. You're not used to that. Oh, be uncomfortable. Start... make friends with being comfortable with being uncomfortable, right? Especially if you don't usually smile. Come on, it's only 7, 8 minutes. Just smile. See, well, smile through it. You can do this. All right. Okay, everyone. Let's. All right. Enjoy. Take care. Here we go. Hey, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. The rooms are closed. It's nice to see some smiles. So, what did you discover? What was that like? What, any aha moments, any challenges, any complaints? Bring it on, Richard.
That was wonderful. That was the first meditation in years that I followed from beginning to end. I don't know if it was just because it was simple, but whatever, that was good. Tonight, I just came from a class where I heard for the first time Dogen's notion of enlightenment as intimacy with oneself and the world in the moment without separation. And when you started set up the meditation before you got into the metta, I said, "Oh my God, she's that's what she's talking about."
Beautiful. Thanks, Richard. I love it. I was talking about intimacy with the breath and awareness, and that's exactly right. Beautiful. I'm so delighted to hear that for you things clicked today in a profound way.
Can I add a tip
Add a tip. What's the tip?
to this meditation practice, which the metta meditation? In addition to smiling, I imagine myself breathing in the breath of the other person and vice versa. And it makes it more visceral
Oh, that sounds
than
very
just the
intimate.
image of the
Yes,
smile.
it feels very intimate. I appreciate this. And the thing is that actually we're always breathing the out breath of everybody else, including Julius Caesar, who lived, hundreds of years ago, right? The molecules, etc. There is some scientific study. I appreciate that we are intimate with all things, with all beings. Why not bring the intimacy of the breath in as it works for you, Richard? That's quite lovely. And if it doesn't work for somebody else, don't take it. I was like, oh, I don't want to breathe if consciously breathing in somebody else's out breath. Don't do that if it doesn't work for you. But if it works for you, more power to you. That's great, Richard. Thank you. It's beautiful. Oh, yeah, simple is good. Sometimes we make it, and I make it. I'm really good at making things complicated. I know that, but simple is good. Jerry.
Thank you, and thank you for a wonderful meditation. And I am smiling because in the small group, it reminded me my dream was to run many marathons. But my dream was to qualify in Boston for Boston. So I've done a few times. So this particular time, I was running for the Mass General Cancer Fund. And so you're at the back. And there are thousands of people. And it starts off in Hopkinton on 16 miles of a small road. And I thought, how am I? The place was completely crowded. And I thought, I'll never qualify. So then all of a sudden, they said, clear the yellow line for the blind. And I said, for the blind? OMG. And this guy was booting it. And I thought, Moses has just parted the waters of the Nile. Jerry, just follow that guy's ass and run as fast as you can carry your legs. So my brothers, who were docs at home, would say, what happened to you? You were so slow. And then all of a sudden, you just booted it. And I said, it was the blind. They said, the blind? I said, he was running so fast. And then I ran out of steam after 10 miles. And by that time, it was miles ahead. And it caused me to come back and help with an Achilles group, which was founded to help the blind run in New York. And it's in a Toronto chapter. And I've brought me so many fun times helping the blind run. And I won't get into more stories. But this idea, when I saw this guy running, I smiled and I thought, the heavens, look, the people are parked. Just boot him, and he was running so fast. I thought, look at these people; they're all parting for
So
him.
wild.
Oh, isn't
Oh
it?
wow. And the joy. I love the I mean there's so many different things about the story you're sharing. It's both the smile and its connection, and also that I so love hearing that that was okay, a a first event that support you or made you want to support other blind runners in your volunteering when you went back home. Oh, that's very sweet, Jerry.
It made me very happy, and I was in a small group. I thought, oh, should I tell this story? So I thought, yeah. And then it was struck a nerve, so I thought I'd share it with the group.
That's very sweet. As if, yeah, that's very sweet. Aw. Thanks for sharing that, Jerry. It's great. It's kind of funny. It's like one blind runner supported you because you were stuck as a fast runner behind a lot of slow runners you were. And then, you know, one person supported you, and then you turned that kindness, right, to helping many other blind runners. Yeah, that's very sweet. Thanks, Jerry. Neil.
First, I want to say I wouldn't have raised my hand had I known Jerry's in speaking was going to be so great. That's a tough act to follow, but I'm gonna do my best here. So, you know, by the end of this meditation, I was just like, you know, I felt like Jimmy Stewart at the end of It's a Wonderful Life. Whatever came up, I'm like, hello, savings and loan. Hello, you know, I was just like, you know, hello, part of me that thinks I'm doing a bad job meditating. It was just, you know, it was just all, there was lots of smiles by the end of this meditation.
I love it, Neil. Wow. I'm enjoying all the smiles and hearts and thumbs up that folks are giving you in the Sangha. That's very sweet. That's just great. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now that's practice, right? That's a practice. Wow. Beautiful. I love it. Yeah. Wow. Oh, see, you left me speechless, and that's kind of hard to do. So I was just going to say that.
Ooh, I'm taking a note.
Thanks, Neil. That was sweet. That was awesome. Tracy, please.
Hi.
Hi.
Not to bring everyone down, but this was normally I'm a smiley person, and I feel the effects, the physiological effects from putting a little hint of a smile on my face. And tonight it was really, really challenging for me to smile because a lot of stuff was brought up. So it's just interesting to hear, you know, everyone was just felt all this joy. And then I'm like, I was like, actually, you know, cried a little bit during the meditation. So it's just, you just never know.
Exactly. Absolutely, Tracy. And sometimes also, if there's a lot going on, it can feel, as you said, it's like it doesn't work. And also it can feel forced. Sometimes if it feels a little too forced, it's, you know, if it's just a little playfully forced, it can work. But if it's just too forced, then, if it becomes like a grim duty, then smiling becomes a chore. It's not nourishing anymore. And just trusting your heart as to what you need at any given time. And some experiments are right sometimes, and sometimes they aren't. So great. Sometimes tears are where the refuge and the support for the heart happens. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for sharing this. Yeah. All experiences are welcome. And I'm so glad you spoke. Yeah. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you so much. Amy.
Hey. So like Tracy, historically, I think the last few times any teachers asked me to smile or asked us to smile, I've been like pretty grumpy about it. I'm like, no, no. But this time, I think maybe starting with the embodiment practices really felt nice. And I was imagining my easy to love person like laughing and smiling, which is really sweet. And then when you dropped in, may you be well, may I be well, just as you are. That was really, I love that. Like, I think good enoughness, like Yeah, just like not having to work for it, just like worth being like just me, like just little young parts of me that have felt not enough, of like just like loved feeling that, not having to earn it, you know?
Thank you for reflecting this back, Amy. I feel so much ease, right? There's this acceptance, this release of the young parts just being the 5, 6, however year old it is, just being accepted, being cared for. Doesn't have to be any particular way. Thank you for your practice and reflecting back, and also sharing the grumpiness, as you were saying, this actually, and also, as Tracy mentioned earlier, like I remember also there some time ago I was doing some meditation. Maybe I was doing it myself. Like I don't know if I was listening to someone or trying to listen to myself. It's like, okay, smile. I'm like, I don't want to. Like I was really grumpy. Like I don't want to smile. And then I think what I did, I'll share this with you again. Anything is fine. And I think I kind of grumpy smiled, like. And then it was so ridiculous, my grumpy smile, that I started to actually smile. It was so ridiculous, my resistance. Almost like arms crossed. So anyway, it's all good. It's all welcome, right? It's all just as you're reflecting back, Amy, just as we are, just as you are. So it's all good. Diana.
Just several ideas that were important for me. Probably it's already been said, I'm not sure, but there was one that we're affirming our wish of happiness for our own heart. And so this is not about changing the world and everyone else's hearts. It was my heart. And that made, in terms of simplicity, made it so much simpler for me. After all, it's just me, right? Me. But still. And then the idea that it's not about deserving. We don't, the other person doesn't have to deserve our well wishes. We can, well wishing to me just feels good in my heart anyway. And I don't have to make that judgment about what the other person is doing. Let them have some well wishing too. And I just loved the other part about, like, may I receive it, which is one of my bigger problems, is the receiving angle. And finally, when you said, well, if you're, even if you don't feel it, just do it. I love it. You were just telling us, just almost like shut up and do it. Because in a few minutes, it comes. Whatever the it is, the warmth, the feeling of the smile, or what's in the heart. So just do it. There's probably some psychology behind that as well. So anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, Diana. Thank you for all your beautiful reflections. Oh, yeah. So much that you shared. Maybe one piece I'll reflect back at the beginning as you shared. Oh, the simplicity, just simple. It's like balm for my heart. It's balm for our own hearts. That's like, it's just, yes, may I be well. May I be well. We're not trying to change the world or other people's hearts. And yet, I was going to say, yet we all know that this practice is subversive, even though we're wishing well for ourselves, right? It is conditioning our goodwill for others and the world, the impact that we have. So it's not selfish, of course. We know that in that way. And yet we practice in this very simple way. Just stay with yourself, dear. It's okay. You don't have to fix the world right now. It's okay. Some soothing, and yet knowing, trusting that this is not a selfish practice, because we know the arc. We know the arc. Yeah. Thanks, Diana. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Oh, Well, we have come to the end of our time. Thank you so much for your practice, everyone. With your smiles, non-smiles, with your tears, with your heart, with whatever was appropriate for you in this time. I so appreciate this community that we come together and we practice just as we are, just as we are. No shoulds. Just you show up just as you are, whatever your heart needs. So thank you again, and may all beings, including ourselves, be well, be happy, and be free. Ding, ding, ding. I'm going to invite you all to unmute yourselves if you like for our cacophonous goodbye. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye,
Jerry.
Everybody. Take care, everyone. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.